With me right now is Daniel Wachowiak, a Portage County Sheriff's Department deputy and a handler for BACO, the department's only canine unit. And they're looking at getting another one.
You've had BACO how long now?
I have had BACO 3.5 years. A little under 3.5 years.
So he's probably, what, a little over 4 total?
No, he's actually, he will be 7 in the 16th of August. He'll be 7. I got him when he was about 3.5-ish. In 3.5, yeah.
I thought the police dogs were acquired at a younger age.
Some are, some aren't. There were dogs as young as maybe 14 or 16 months. And Baco is just a mature dog. I didn't want to have the puppy in him, so to speak. I wanted a dog that was a little bit more mature, that had a lot more hours of training into him to make my job easier. And I guess, there's a lot of dogs that are, 12 to 18 months that start out, but I had that opportunity to pick one, but there's just as many that are already 2 and 2.5 years old and even 3 years old. He was a little bit older, but I had my choice to pick one that was younger, and I didn't, and I wanted one that was just a little bit more mature to get some of the puppy out of them, and so that's why I picked them.
Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the program that you're working on now to get a helper for BACO. What's the effort there to get the second dog?
We are taking donations. Our sheriff has established or is going to establish a committee to raise about $15,000. That's our goal. When the idea of the second dog was presented, obviously there was a financial, the financial end of it that we had to come up with. So once we thought we could do that, we kind of went forward. The sheriff said, hey, look, I can get a committee together with the money. And once we get the money, we can get another dog. So that's where we're at. We've got the money, or we're going to have the money shortly. So that's where we're at.
So you're raising funds now. Have you had any sponsors step forward, some businesses? Where's the money coming from?
All citizens of Portage County and beyond. I don't know of any businesses or large corporations that have donated, and I just don't quite think that is yet underway. We've got about a year-ish or so before the next dog gets on board. We're hoping to have him or her on board April or May 2014. So this committee is going to kind of be responsible for raising that money. I have a golf outing that I am doing August 17th, but that's already full, so we've got that. This past January, I hosted an ice fishing tournament, and the ice fishing tournament, we raised about $5,000. I feel confident that we'll be able to come up with that money, but it's just going to be the legwork to get it done.
You can tell me this firsthand, because you take care of BACO, the county's only police dog at this point. How helpful is that going to be to get a helper out there, someone else that has a canine in their squad car? Because you've got to be running all over the place with BACO.
Last year I did about 140 deployments, and that was through the middle of October. That's when I took off. I had some FMLA time to use when my son was born. So we work a different or a unique schedule. We work 7 days on and 7 days off. So my work week, I have BACO. He's the only canine for the county. And the State Patrol, the Village of Plover, and Stevens Point Police Departments all want to, cops are out there stopping cars and wanting the dog to come walk around. So, yeah, I stay really busy on my work week. Unfortunately, the other week doesn't have that luxury of a canine. So that was kind of the big push. Hey, let's even this out. And we'll get a dog on the other week. I do a lot of demonstrations and presentations, and I don't mind it. But I stay pretty busy, and it's just about every other week or every third week from May to September that I'm, you know, doing a presentation or a demo. And again, not that I mind that, but yeah, it'll be nice to have someone else on board and we can kind of take turns and,
It'll also keep the county covered at all times, too. If you're on, the other guy's off. So,
and that's the big thing, to be proactive. If you're going to have a dog and you're going to have a working dog, you got to be active. You got to be proactive. So it'll give our other week good incentive. Go out and be proactive. Go out and search for drugs and utilize that canine as much as we can. The people on my work week, you know, it's all the time. You know, let's go out and find drugs, or if we've got to track someone, Baco does article searches, building searches. So there's a great number of uses for the canine. And unfortunately, when I'm off and the other week, just doesn't have that opportunity to that extra tool in their toolbox to use. So with the other dog, we'll even things out.
With the cases coming through in the last several years, there's more and more drug incidents. And I would imagine that dog makes a big difference on just what you find and what you can charge.
I haven't had any really big, large fines. About 100 grams was my biggest fine. But every arrest that we make, whether it's for a possession of drug paraphernalia or just a couple of grams of marijuana, I'm out there to make those arrests and to be proactive and as much as we can do, and that's kind of why I kind of wanted to do the canine thing, is to get out there and be proactive and make a difference in all of those drug cases. I mean, we go to schools probably two or three times a year. Some of the high schools here, Bash, Amherst, Rochelle, you know, we're always searching parking lots and lockers. And believe it or not, there's a lot of contraband and drugs in our high schools. It's a big time deployment that I try and get out and do as many times as we can during the school year.
If anybody wants to get involved or donate to the cause, what should they do?
They can go to our website. If they just type in or Google Portage County, Wisconsin, and go to the tab of Sheriff's Office and the tab of Special Units, and under canine, at the bottom there's a link, and it's a PayPal thing. You can enter X amount of dollars and do it that way.
Okay. If I got this right, it's about $15,000 to get the dog, isn't it?
That's the dog and the 6-week handler course, and it's at Bondlick Kennels.
Is that the one in Indiana?
Yep, it's Denver, Indiana, and it's Vonlick Kennels, V-O-H-N-E, Lick, L-I-C-H-E, and then Kennels, K-E-N-N-E-L-S. So that's where we got Baco from, and that's where we're going to go. We're going to make a return trip there for our second canine.
Popular kennels. I believe most of the units around Marathon County are getting theirs there, too.
Yes, they are. I actually train with the police officers from Wausau, Everest Metro, Cronenwetter, and it sounds like the sheriff's office is going to be getting some dogs.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a fundraiser now.
It's a bit of a drive. It's about 8 hours, but the training, the facilities, and the dogs, they're just really good dogs. And the staff that they have there and the trainers that they have there, they really know their stuff, and they've got a real passion and dedication to making good canine teams. And that's why I chose there. I went for a site visit. I was convinced, and half an hour after I was there, yeah, we're going back. So it'll be fun.
That's good.